This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If we are going to get anywhere close to net zero greenhouse gas emissions in this economy and on this planet, to be honest, we're going to have to replace fossil fuels with renewables. Zero carbon, non-polluting, replenishable power sources. Wind, solar, and geothermal. And we're going to need better batteries, too. Way better batteries. Also, we are probably going to have to consider nukes. I know, nuclear power comes with some baggage, and we're probably not going to build a whole lot of big new nuclear power plants given the baggage and the cost and the construction delays they have historically had. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, new, smaller nuclear plants could be deployed later on in this decade.
NuScale Power, a firm based in Portland, Oregon, is promoting small modular nuclear reactors. The company plans to get full approval from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to build and fire up its first nuclear plant at a site in Idaho by the end of this decade.
NuScale's scalable design, a power plant can house up to 12 individual power modules, offers the benefits of carbon-free energy.
The company is one of several developing small modular nuclear plants, and it's somewhat ahead of the pack, having received design approval from the NRC for one of its models that uses the industry-standard light water as a coolant. Chris Colbert, NuScale's chief strategy officer, says a plant can be sited on just 35 acres near a city or big manufacturing facility.
Eliminating about two-thirds of the systems and components that are required for safety in a typical large reactor.
The plant would be compact, built in a factory, and shipped ready to produce power. And to do so safely, says Colbert.
In the event of a station blackout, such as was experienced at Fukushima, we can safely shut down our plants and our modules without any operator action, without any AC or DC power, and without any additional water.
Nuclear waste would be stored in dry casks on site, just like at existing nuclear plants, says Colbert, and protected from release, theft, or sabotage. NuScale still faces major obstacles going forward, says Alexandra Klass at the University of Minnesota Law School.
It is significant to get the design approved, but there's still a long way to go in the permitting process. There'll be appeals. There might be litigation.
Still, Jonathan Lesser at the Manhattan Institute says new nuclear is necessary and should be fast-tracked by regulators to eliminate carbon emissions.
Folks who think it can be achieved solely with wind and solar and battery storage backup are frankly deluding themselves. It's physically impossible.
Advocates for renewables who oppose nuclear power debate that proposition. And so far, climate change-minded investors haven't exactly embraced the nuclear option.
You don't find many clean energy indexes or folks who are tracking the clean energy sector that currently include nuclear. You just don't see a lot of that.
Ron Pernick is co-founder of Clean Edge, which develops clean energy stock indexes.
What point would we consider next generation nuclear technology a clean energy solution? Can they address nuclear proliferation, nuclear waste concerns? Can they address safety? And that's still an open question.
I put that question to Chris Colbert at NuScale.
My response to that is, quite honestly, nuclear energy is carbon-free energy, full stop.
Now, NuScale is closer to commercial deployment than rival developers using more novel technology than light water, like liquid metal, salts, or pressurized gas to cool their small reactors. But a lot remains unknown about how NuScale's reactors would actually perform in the field, says Edwin Lyman at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
The design itself does have novel features, which are in large part untested. So I think there are some technical uncertainties and there are also financial uncertainties, which raise questions about when this reactor is actually going to be deployed.
NuScale recently announced it's planning to go public later this year and is hoping to raise several $100 million to support that final drive to commercial operation. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.